this very basic Flash CS3 and ActionScript 3 tutorial, I show beginners how to create their own custom movie clips with whatever content they want and any graphics for background, and attach the scroll pane component to it if they want to save real estate on their pages. Hello and welcome to another Flash CS3 ActionScript 3 tutorial brought to you by Flash Building. Let's get started. Let's click Flash ActionScript 3 file, create new, and now once we're inside, adjust your stage properties any way you like. You can change the size. Let's make it 680 by, I don't know, 340. You can change the frame rate here, put it up to 24 if you want it for better animations, or even up to 30 frames per second for even better animations. And let's see, let's go ahead and add a background. I'm going to add a layer. Actually, let's just make this layer background. And I'm just going to have a rectangle in here for background element for cosmetic sake. And let's give it a fill of white. A nice blue edge. Okay. Now what we're going to do is add another layer. And this layer we're going to call scroll pane. And then add one more layer and call it AS3, short for ActionScript 3. Now in the scroll pane layer, you can go ahead and lock the ActionScript 3 layer and the backgrounds layer since we're done with those. So on the scroll pane layer, you highlight that one and go into your components library and grab out the scroll pane component. You place it where you'll want it to be according to its registration point here at the top left corner. So that's where it's going to start. And now let's pop in a movie clip that we're going to use. We're going to use custom content. Okay, so right here on the scroll pane layer, I'm just going to move over to the side a little bit here. I'm going to make a movie clip or something that's going to be my content. So let's make it about that wide. 622. Let's make it about 640. Actually, 660 would be perfect. 660, and remember how big I made my background. Well, actually, let's make that smaller. Let's make that 540. Doesn't really matter what size, but you'll want to set your scroll pane sizing, when I show you that in the code here in a second, in relation to the size of this movie clip we're going to make. So let's go ahead and give it a black background. Let's say you want to make your scroll content have a black background. You can just make that black, make it have no edge, and then just for the example's sake and time, I'm just going to draw out some custom little rectangles that are going to, these are going to be like my simulated thumbnails. Let's say these are thumbnails in your application. So maybe this is a testimonials section on your website or something. Well, actually, before we do that, let's put in some text. So say I have a bunch of text. Blah 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 blah. See, Control V. I'm just gonna Control C and Control V to copy and paste in place to have a second tutorial and a second person. Do the same thing to those two, drag them down into place, and I'm going to do all four. So now I have all four highlighted, Control C, Control Shift V, and drag those down into place as well. Get these over here, drag them down, and yours can be whatever content you want. Alright, now we have a nice long content section. Let's make our background match up to the length we needed here. Okay, so say this was the movie clip. that you want to make scrollable. So let's highlight all of this, make sure we get it all in our selection. If you didn't get it all, make sure you go and select those. Let's just press Control A, that way it'll get them all, and then deselect the scroll pane. Now, right click this, convert to symbol, and there's your movie clip. You can name it My Content. Let's grab that name, Control C, copy it, OK. Now, in the library, we can go to My Content movie clip that's sitting right there that we just made. You go to properties, and you can set the linkage here in the properties, and let's name it My Content. That's perfect. Press OK. It's going to define a class path for that object or that movie clip in the library. Now let's get it off the stage completely. We don't need it. We just wanted to build it on stage there, like you would normally build anything in Flash. Okay, let's make sure the scroll pane has an instance name before we start the coding. Not scroll bar, scroll pane. It's a scroll pane component. So we can actually highlight that and copy it. We're going to use it in our code right here. Press F9 to open the actions panel on the AS3 layer, and we're going to type in scroll pane dot source, and this is going to put the movie clip that we just created and gave linkage to in our library, My Content. It's going to put that as the source for the scroll pane. Now we can set the scroll pane size. So you say set size, scroll pane dot set size, open close parentheses, semicolon, and in between you put the width and then the height. So let's make ours say 500 just for starters, and we'll test it out and see what it does. 500 by 300. Let's see, the size of our file is 340. That's good. So really, for this basic example on how to scroll custom content, that's really all you need, is those two lines of code. If you're going to assemble your movie clips manually and you want full control over it, those two lines of code should get you going. So press Control Enter or F12, and there you can see that we have a scroller, and we have a horizontal scroll here on it as well, and it's set to 500 by 300. So let's change the sizes. That way we can get our content in there perfectly. Because we had our movie clip set to 540, I think, the width of that custom movie clip we made. So let's make this 56. And this, that stays 300. That's the height. So we just want to make sure we make it wide enough where we don't get a horizontal scroller, and we also have our custom background color in there. You see that? So that's how it's done. So two lines of code could get you the UI scroller, I'm sorry, the scroll pane component from the components library here, attached to any movie clips that you want, that you create custom, no matter how long or big they are. And you saw we had horizontal scroll and vertical scroll. If needed, the horizontal scroll will appear. Okay, that's just the basics of putting a custom movie clip into a scroll pane component. And I'm going to be showing you a lot more about the dynamics of creating scroll pane components in a dynamic scenario, all through code. Okay, so we'll see you guys next lesson.